On the 20th anniversary of the grand opening of Baltimore's National Aquarium, William Donald Schaefer was asked to reenact the ceremony that opened the event, a moment in Baltimore history that takes some recalling. Lainey LeBeau-Sachs, a longtime aide to Mr. Schaefer, explains, quote, "In the spring of 1981, Mr. Schaefer had promised the community that he would open the National Aquarium by August 8th. So about a month before, he went to see the site himself to see how things were going, only to discover that things were not going well at all. The supervisor on the job told him that the aquarium would not open by August 8th, but that the seal pool would be. Mr. Schaefer exploded. If that aquarium isn't open on August 8th, I'm going to personally jump into that seal pool," end quote. Well, nobody paid much attention to the threat except Mr. Schaefer's director of media, Chris Hartman. He convinced Mr. Schaefer not just to jump into the pool, but to jump into it, wearing an 1890 black and white striped down-to-the-knees bathing suit, an old-fashioned straw hat, and carrying a toy rubber duck. Meanwhile, the clock was ticking, and it was clear that the aquarium was not going to be finished on time. So to soften his embarrassment, on July 15th, a beaten William Donald Schaefer appeared at the newly completed seal pool in the still-under-construction aquarium. In a moment of high drama, he stepped into the pool, wearing a striped bathing suit, straw boater, and carrying a rubber duck. So in 2001, it was this event that was to be reenacted, with Mr. Schaefer wearing that original bathing suit. But days before, aides discovered that the original bathing suit no longer fit. It turned out that since the day of the original ceremony in 1981 until the day of the reenactment in 2001, the aquarium had added 125,000 square feet. William Donald Schaefer, by best estimate, 8 pounds.